Good afternoon, Rod. Please support on the date of Richard Hoke and I are here on behalf of Rod and Speed on the account. We're asking you at first the district court and conclude that a lease that the district court bought was ambiguous and not to reject the conclusion of the district court that a parcel of real estate is disqualified from participation in the conflict. When the law is that an operator is disqualified to qualify the land and find in favor of a farm. On March 13, 2013, Rod Dehine and the two appellees in this case executed a written lease. That lease calls for rates of $335,000 a year for a specified 3 months. It includes the specific deals. It describes what the land can be used for, and it specifically excludes from responsibility under payment several things, including any interaction with four federal agents. And those agencies include the United States Department of Agriculture. Mr. Hyman, after the lease was executed, and after $535,000 was paid, and after the first of the 3 years farming had occurred, was indicted and pled guilty to a crime in Kansas involving his failure to procure a Section 404 permit to authorize him to stay in the ditch on a farm-only farm, an important environmental challenge. He was sentenced to probation. He was fined $25,000. He was encouraged by the serving judge to tell other farmers that it's a good idea to work with the federal agencies, not against them. And he said about these during the months that followed that, the appellees in this case prepared the farm for a second year. They bought fertilizer, put it on the land. They prepared to go out there and set up crop here, but in the spring, they changed their mind. And they said, Mr. Hyde, we're no longer interested in operating your land. We're going to drop it. It's yours. And we're going to pretend that your criminal conviction in Kansas makes it impossible for us to enroll the land in the farm program. As we identified in our brief, the federal law is very clear. Farmers qualify for participation in the farm program. Farmland does not. And that is a fundamental mistake that was made by the trial court. But it's the second mistake that the trial court made. The first mistake was that the trial court thought this lease was ambiguous. And the specific ambiguity found was in this sentence. And I quote, Rod Dehine is not responsible for anything to the USDA or NRCS or EPA or Army Corps of Engineers. That term responsible is used in several other instances. There was never a time during the first 40% of the financial performance, the first chronological third of the first one. Not in the pleading, and not until just before Mr. Hyman rested in trial. And the trial judge raised the question, what does this mean? That the appellees ever that language was ambiguous. So our decision is that it's not. We cited for you decisions from five courts in five other states, all holding that the term responsible is synonymous with the term liable. We're asking you to follow their lead and conclude that Mr. Hyman contracted himself out of something to do with the USDA. He leased this land for cash. He performed his obligation by providing the land. He misled no one. And on that, there is a dispute in the briefs about whether Mr. Hyman said the land was eligible for participation in the farm program. He denied it, yeah, he said. And as the court knows, there was a 3-hour tour, not the USS Mitchell, but a 3-hour tour of this land before the contract. And then it was signed after the appellees got to the banker and looked it over and came back and asked for that changes, which were made. But the important point is this. If there was discussion about whether the land qualified for the farm program, that was the discussion about the law. Not about a fact. There were no misrepresentation of the facts. The lease is unambiguous. It is for timely performance. The appellee cannot. The trial court committed fundamental errors that should be reversed. Yes, there is. In Richardson County, In Richardson County, they did so before our clients are victims. I don't think there's anything in the record to suggest that things are legal here, but it is a fact. There is no such evidence because that's not the federal law. It simply is. Yes, it is. There are hints of three witnesses. One of the athletes, a banker, and a farmer, that say, well, I would be worried about eligibility. I would be worried about quality. But carefully read, each of those instances of testimony is not about qualifications of the program. It's about qualifications of patients. And the crop insurance issue isn't about being in the farm program. It's about getting a subsidy for subsidy. So the trial court did get it wrong. It is a complicated area of the federal law. There's a whole body of administrative law out there. It's hard to find even in Westlaw. Once you find it, it's crazy. And the trial court is going to
Parcels to be 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 parc Did that based upon credibility and
Fisher, That you can't roll this parcel,
This is a Excuse me, include your client.
You know what? Including my client. You know, if this works, if this works, I'd be saving money, the lawyer money, to help the clients come forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, council. We appreciate our position, and I'll call the next case, and that is Jim.